MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is joining us. Red Sox playing in Baltimore today. Andy, what team do we know is out on the field for 2021? Is it the team that lost to the worst team in baseball three straight games, or the team that lost to one of the best or beat one of the best teams in baseball three straight games?
Well, believe it or not, fasten your seatbelt, Bill. I think you'll be shocked to hear me say this. I think they're more of a team that beat the best team in the American League last year, but that should not get Red Sox fans too excited. I kind of said at the beginning of the season that, if this team finished 500, that would be a monumental situation for the team. So, I still think they'll be competitive. They'll have their moments, both good and bad. But, overall, again, this is around a 500 team. If they ever won more than 81 games, that would be a shocker. But it's good to see them fighting and getting back into the mix and, reaching that 500 mark after the opening three games, which you'd like to forget very quickly. They've rebounded and played some better baseball.
Oh, man, this glass that Andy Carboni has is not only half full, but the water's pouring out over the top of it. It's half full there. Okay, now.
The paper towels. Watch out.
Exactly. He's spilling, my friends. Okay. Hey, Andy, so what's the latest news here? Sox pick up a win yesterday.
They certainly did. Nathan Eovaldi gave up one run, struck out seven over seven innings as the Sox beat the Rays 9-2 to sweep that three-game set. J.D. Martinez had a two-run double that highlighted a six-run fifth inning. Christian Vasquez also hit a two-run homer in the fourth inning. He drove in three in the game. Vasquez home runs in back-to-back games. So now the Sox find themselves in second place with the Yankees and Blue Jays in the AL East, just one game behind the first-place Baltimore Orioles. Who would have expected to hear that at this point of the season? So this afternoon, the Sox do head to Baltimore, face the Orioles in their home opener. First pitch this afternoon at 3:05, and Eduardo Rodriguez makes his first appearance in 2021. He gets the start for the Sox.
What do you think about Rodriguez? What kind of a performance would you expect today?
Well, I was a little more on the positive end of Rodriguez during spring training before he had the dead arm issue, so it will be interesting to see how he has recovered from that. I could expect Rodriguez to maybe give you five competitive innings. I'm sure they'll have a short leash with him, again, coming back from the dead arm issue at the end of spring training. So maybe give us five, and hopefully they score some runs, and the bullpen can shut the door from there, Bill.
You got it. Okay. So so here we are, Red Sox 0-3 to start, then now 3-3 on the season. What else can you share with us about the team?
Well, the Sox did get shut out on opening day. It's the first time that has happened since 1976, that 0-3 start. For the Sox, it's the first time since 2012 that they started the season 0-3 at home since 1948. Back on Sunday, Sox pitcher Garrett Whitlock became the first Sox pitcher not to allow a run or a walk while striking out at least five batters in his Major League debut. Whitlock is a Rule 5 draftee from the New York Yankees, so he has to stay on the Red Sox roster the whole season or be offered back to the Yankees. Marwin Gonzalez became the first Red Sox player and the first player since 1900 to start the first four games of the season at four different positions. Gonzalez started in left field, third base, second base, and then first base.
Interesting here.
That is a super utility man.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, there's, I guess the biggest story of the week, other than the Red Sox three straight wins going into today's game, is these uniforms that the team is going to be wearing on Patriots Day weekend, the yellow uniforms. Which I say, they're fine, whatever, I don't really care, but what do you think?
Oh, Bill, you know me too well. What do you think I'm going to say to this one? I am disgusted with this situation. I'm not going to watch those games. I'll listen to them on the radio. I will not watch. I think the Red Sox are doing a disservice to the sanctity of the uniform by throwing out these ridiculous-looking uniforms to mark the Boston Marathon. I think that is just ridiculous. It's more of a money grab, obviously, than anything else. Fans want to go out and spend money on these ridiculous-looking uniforms. Good luck to them. They look like peeps. And we just had Easter go by with those yellow shirts, and they look like peeps. It's also, they also have a little bit of a color scheme similar to UCLA with the blue and the yellow. I no need for this at all. It's just a bad look, a very bad look.
Well, I'm going to share a weakness with you, Andy. I like peeps.
Well, you can have yourself a box of peeps and go get yourself a yellow shirt, and you'll be all set.
Yeah, there you go. I think I'll have the peeps before the yellow shirt. All right, what else, Andy? What else do you have for us?
Well, believe it or not, Bill, there's still something to watch on NESN Plus today if you're interested. The Red Sox are now starting a segment called Red Sox on This Day. First pitch tonight is at 10 o'clock. It's a game from April the 8th of 2018. The Sox scoring 6 runs in the bottom of the 8th to beat the Rays 8-7.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's whip around Major League Baseball and find out what's been happening there. For those of us that just can't pay attention to every single thing, despite the fact we try, what's happening?
Well, the wildest game on opening day happened in Kansas City. The Royals outslugged the Rangers 14-10. Both teams scoring 5 runs in the first inning. That's a first for an opening day game in history. 14 pitches combined to allow 30 hits, 17 walks, striking out 24 batters. So all kinds of excitement in Kansas City that day. White Sox designated hitter Yermín Mercedes became the first player to start the season going 8-for-8. On Sunday, Angels pitcher slash DH Shohei Ohtani, he started the game on the mound, batted second in the lineup, and hit a home run on the first pitch he saw. Ohtani becomes the first pitcher to hit a home run in a game between American League teams since Marty Patton of the Red Sox did it back on September 26th of 1972. I'm sure you remember that game well, Bill. And Ohtani also becomes the first pitcher to bat second in a game since Jack Dunleavy for the Cardinals back in 1903.
Marty Patton. Oh, wow. Yeah, there's a name that did not come right back to me right away here. Now, Mercedes, this guy goes 8-for-8. He'll probably end up with like a 240 batting average by the end of the year. You know what I mean?
That's usually how those things happen. But, not a bad way to get your season underway. You can put up a few offers out there and you'll still be batting maybe close to 400.
No, not at all. No, that's amazing. 8-for-8 to start the season. That's incredible. Congrats to him. What else, Andy?
Well, I was talking about some other young players in Major League Baseball, a lot of exciting young stars out there. Tigers outfielder Akil Baddoo hit a home run on the first pitch he saw in his first Major League at-bat, so obviously that is quite a feat for the youngster, and he's been contributing for the Tigers in games since, so maybe he's not just a flash in the pan. And Coors Field in Denver will now be the site of the 2021 All-Star Game. The game was moved out of Atlanta recently due to the voting laws in Georgia.
Unbelievable. But the Masters Golf Tournament continues in Georgia. So
yeah, and the Braves can still play their games in Georgia. So I don't know. You can slice and dice this one in any way you want. But a lot of controversy with that move, Bill, that's for sure.
No, there is. There absolutely is. Yeah. So whatever. All right, Andy. Eduardo Rodriguez, I just hope I wish him the best here today. But, man, Andy, the starting pitching has been incredible for the Sox with the one exception.
Yeah, exactly. The starting pitching has been a lot better than obviously fans anticipated. The first three games, it was all hitting that was the issue. Obviously, they weren't getting on base and doing things like they had against the Rays in the last three games. So, expect the starting pitching to back off a little bit. They're not going to be world beaters like they seem to have been so far over the first six for the most part. But, I think, like you said, Eduardo Rodriguez, he's your ace of your staff at this point. Missed last year because of COVID. He's always been a guy that seems to run into injuries throughout his career, so it would be nice to see him get back on the mound and put up a strong showing and be the ace that he is in the rotation.
Here, one last question here, a quick one, Andy. Has Eovaldi really evolved here into a real force here? It seems like he may be on that track.
Well, I wouldn't jump to that conclusion all that fast. So, I mean, obviously it's been two starts. He's done well. He's another guy, you talk about being injured. He's been injured every year of his career, so I guess that's just lurking around the corner. It'd be nice to see, considering the contract the Red Sox gave him after the 2018 World Series, that he could step up and be a guy you can count on every fifth day as being a solid number two and number three starter. He's certainly getting paid handsomely to do that. So obviously it'd be great to see, and you could be right. You could be on the road to that.
Well, Andy, I got to say your response feels more like a half-empty glass right there to me.
Well, again, the glass is overflowing, a lot of the water is spilling on the floor, so now we're getting back to reality.
There you go. All right, Andy, great talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
Andy Carbone, our baseball insider. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO NewSports.com.